Every relationship in our lives at some point is at risk of growing stale. What was once a vital, passionate, rewarding relationship, whether with your spouse or a friend or indeed with God, one day seems far less important than it once was. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I wonder if you can think of a relationship in your life right at the moment that's grown stale. And you sit there and wonder, how did that happen? The truth is that for many a person who at some point decided with a fire in their heart that they were going to live their lives for Jesus, their relationship with Him is indeed in that place. Stale. How did that happen? Well, the business of simply living life and dealing with all the stuff you have to deal with has a nasty habit of leading you in that direction. Perhaps you even find yourself in one of life's wildernesses at the moment, wondering what to do about it. King David was going through such a patch. In fact, he was out in the wilderness of Judah. So he prayed this to God. Psalm 63 verses 1 and 3. I'm searching so hard to find you. Body and soul, I thirst for you in this dry and weary land without water. Your faithful love is better than life, so my lips praise you. It seems to me that the main reason that our relationship with the Lord our God can go stale is for want of a deep desire in our heart for Him. We focus so much on the dry and weary wilderness circumstances in which we find ourselves that we forget that in that place, in any place, His love is better than life itself. Don't grow stale. Thirst for Jesus. That's God's word fresh for you today. There's nothing quite like drawing close to God to get us back into experiencing firsthand His presence and His faithful love. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book. It's called How to Get Close to God. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.